The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Day recognized by the governor of an old spring forth the tense exchange complete with finger pointing erupts between Eric Holder and Louis Gohmert. This is interesting stuff. But friends, aside of that, hello, welcome to the show. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to two different websites, Bradley Dean fan page, Bradley Dean personal page on Facebook. Again, Bradley Dean, and you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And one more point, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. And to say all that, to say this, folks, we got lots and lots of stuff to get to. I want to play some audio for you in the such. But before we do, we're going to hand it over to our pretty little princess and ask the question and make a statement with the question. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I try to say that line a little bit different every day, but the truth still remains, it's terrible. You ever meet those people? They always copy other people. The only one that we want to imitate is Christ. So
1 Corinthians 11:1.
That's right. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, I thought we'd do a little something fun here. You know, people often go through their day. They're very busy. They got lots to do. They got kids to take care of, their job to do, you know, so on and so forth. Sometimes we forget to do little random acts of kindness and thoughtfulness just to let people know, hey, you know what? I know the world's a cruel place. I know there's a lot of bad things and bad people.
You're not going to add cheese to the cheese, though, are you?
No, I'm going to give you some good, great tips and ideas that you can do to brighten someone's life. Now, this is a true story. Someone recently just did just a random act of kindness for us, for our family, for our kids, actually. And I thought, you know what? That was so thoughtful. It was unexpected. It was not even, you know, you thought, well, it's not going to be there. And all of a sudden, someone just did something sweet. And I was like, wow, that's really great. So I'm gonna follow in that pursuit. And
a
give
random
you
act of kindness.
Random act of kindness, yeah. So I'm going to follow in pursuit. And I'm going to give you all some ideas so we can do some random acts of kindness for other people as well.
Now, are you
going
to make this applicable unto yourself as well?
Of course.
Okay.
I think I try to practice some of these things.
Are you going to have to go out and get a job to do that? Or?
No, I
pay for that, right?
Yeah, you're going
to
have to pay for my kindness.
Okay.
That's right. All right, here's an idea. Number one, why don't you collect some clothes and take them to a local shelter? You know, you got a few kids, you know, they grow out of their clothes, you know, your drawers are getting chock full. Go ahead and empty them out and put them, there's lots of those little stops you can throw clothes in or, you know, supplies from the house.
Just keep in mind, some people's junk
is another man's treasure.
That's right.
And it doesn't even necessarily have to be junk. If your kids grow out of something, and it should be good quality stuff that you're giving away and not junk.
Well, let me say this. When I was a welfare kid, having a pair of tennis shoes was pretty cool to me.
Exactly. Yep. And someone else might, you know, some rich, wealthy person.
And by the way,
person,
they still are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They might say, well, you know, I got these old shoes. Maybe they're barely even worn. So go ahead and donate that to a local shelter. How about this? Call up your mom or your dad just to tell them you love them. To say, hey, just thinking about what you want. It's like, oh, wow, maybe you haven't talked with them in a month or so. Maybe you're so busy, surprise them.
And if you see a veteran walking down the street, he's got a hat, a T-shirt on, whatever the case is, go over and thank him.
I have never thanked a veteran where I myself was not blessed. because the response of them is so overwhelmingly thankful. They'll water up. They're like, wow, thank you. I really appreciate that. We were just at a store here not too long. A woman, she told him thank you, and unbeknownst to you, you came around just maybe a minute or two after telling
him. We always attack him, don't we?
We do.
With love. We really do.
And I really feel that was a divine appointment. It was one of those things like, wow, I felt that guy was in that right spot just at that moment to receive that, you know.
Interjecting a thought, I was in Memphis, and I had a black veteran. He was from Vietnam. I walked over to him and told him thank you very much, and he knew it meant everything in the world to him. I mean, these guys sacrificed everything they had, friends. They've seen their buddies blown up. They've come back with limbs missing. Many of them didn't have the opportunity to reunite with their families because they lost their life in sacrifice to the freedoms in which have been given unto us. I think it's only out of gratitude that we say thank you to them and their families for what they have sacrificed to give unto us.
That's interesting, too, because if you ever go to a 4th of July parade, usually when the veterans come and they're carrying the flag,
everybody stands up
and gives them a standing ovation. That's great, but don't just do it once a year on the 4th of July.
That's
My goodness, do you have your freedoms that you celebrate only once a year on the 4th of July? Tell them thank you, and I think for veterans especially, a lot of them thinking that maybe their sacrifice has gone unnoticed or they really haven't gotten You know, not here, not with you, not with us. Let's make sure to tell a veteran thank you. Here's another idea. Pay the toll for the person behind you. I remember watching a show on television years and years ago. They were doing random acts of kindness, and someone paid the toll for the person behind them.
Yep.
Well, that person thought, wow, that was just so incredibly cool, and then they paid the toll for the person behind them.
Or at fast food restaurants, I've heard that, too.
Yeah, we'll get to that, too. That's another idea. All right, just instead of just...
Did I ever tell you the time when I was 18 years old, I was in North Minneapolis. It was kind of the hood here in the state of Minnesota. And interestingly enough, he was a black dude, and I had $5, and I just got done eating, and I seen this guy that looked like a beggar, and I went over to him, and I said, I'll give you this $5 I have if you go over and eat right now. And he said he would do that, and I noticed what he did is he walked around, and he was going to go over to the liquor store after I gave him that $5.
Mm.
Well, Bradley, in his little punk style back in the day, went over to this individual. And I said, I want that $5.
You didn't do it.
I want the $5 back.
Do.
And it got to the point where I physically took his arm and put it under my foot, trying to get my $5 out.
Know,
he lied about that.
Yeah,
now, that kind of jacks me up.
That's right.
And you see a lot of people abusing people's compassion, and that's a wrong way to go, too. So we have to be careful in the process
exactly.
of doing
something. Exactly. And maybe if you see someone, they really genuinely look like they're hungry, say, well, I'll buy you food. Come with me or bring them food so you know they're not going to, you know, use the money for something they should.
I never got my $5 back.
Oh,
but I blessed him.
That's right.
And if
he
wanted to
right.
curse himself with it, that's up to him.
That's right. Okay, here's another one. Instead of just thinking it, compliment someone. Just if you look at someone and say, you know, I was talking on the phone to a lady the other day, and she said, I mean, she was like, I like sparkles. She's a girl mixed, you know, a bunch of boys in her family and her husband. And I said, you know, I looked at your picture, and I thought you did your makeup just really nice. I noticed that about her.
You did. Yep.
And she's like, oh, well, thank you. And it's so often.
And you know what? And that inspired me to say something nice to somebody, and I seen this heavyset lady, and I looked over at her, and I said, for a heavyset lady, you don't sweat much.
Wow. That sounds like inspiration.
I'm looking out, right?
Oh, boy. Let me just give you some more tips, Bradley. These might be a little helpful to you. Whew, Bradley should write a book, How to Compliment a Woman, you know.
Of course, I did not do that.
Of course you didn't.
I just had an internet.
A few more ideas. Surprise someone with a gift, even if it's something small. Mentor a local youth. If you see a youth.
Is anybody hearing this? Are you asking me for something? Are you, like, wanting me to pull over and stop at the store?
I need a compliment right now.
Shopping again?
That's exactly what I'm
Because Christmas around here is every day for my wife and family.
That's funny.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are accessible. I got a lot of stuff to get to. And I want to get to it right when we get back. I'm going to play some audio for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. 866-233-0747.
Between Eric Holder and Louis Gohmert. This is real stuff, too. It was good. It was not rehearsed. It was not WWF.
It was live.
It was to the throat.
Genuine.
And this criminal deserves every finger pointed at his face that can possibly come forth. But go ahead. Let's finish up. Hey, I did want to say this. Now, I said that I gave a lady a compliment because Stephanie inspired me, and she was a heavy set lady. And I said, ma'am, for a heavy set lady, you don't sweat much. Now, there's nothing worse. Now, I kid you negative. I can't stand... I had a best friend growing up, and he was kind of a little chubby. He wasn't fat at all, but he was kind of chubby. And I remember everybody took their shirt off because it was in the middle of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all outside, and he got mad at his mom because he couldn't take his shirt off because he had a little extra weight around his side.
And that would be his mom's fault because...
Exactly. And it's like, don't get mad at me for pointing the finger. Sometimes, even with my wife, that would be our pretty little princess, I'll pinch her sometimes on the side, and she'll say, oh, and I say, well, if it wasn't there, it wouldn't hurt.
No, I see that. You know? I have to disagree with that because if you take a
of
skinny
course,
stick...
See,
hold on.
Yeah.
If you take a skinny stick and you grab and pinch their skin, it's going to hurt.
I know, but why would you be actually bringing forth that comparison between you and a skinny
stick? Oh, because I'm saying...
No, I'm not saying you're fat. I'm not saying that. But it's really true. It's like the lady that when we were on an airplane one time, I'll never forget this, she was walking down the aisle, and she was like two in one. She literally was. And she started to complain to the people about mm-hmm. how thin the aisles were. It's like, lady... There's nothing wrong with the aisles. There's something wrong with you who doesn't know how to shut the fridge.
Right, exactly.
So in that particular case, you know what? If you're condemned for being overweight because you don't know how to stop eating, that's your fault. And I don't care how much you want to say it's a disease or a sickness. Scripture calls us lasciviousness.
And it's a choice.
Sorry. Yes, it
that's
is.
That's right.
Very
now,
much.
Okay, here's
we
another...
didn't have that. Hey, Chinese people, Japanese people don't have that problem unless you're a sumo wrestler, right?
That's right. They eat lots of rice and vegetables. Now, here's some more ideas for you. Mentor a local youth. I remember one particular woman, she had talked with just a youth in her neighborhood and just asked a few questions, and this little girl did not know the answers as far as the Constitution. She knew about China and other countries, but she didn't know about America. So she said, I'm going to make it my personal mission this summer to teach her the Constitution and to go over these things with her. So pick out someone in your neighborhood, some youth is maybe a loner, and say, hey, let's learn a few things.
Okay.
Pick up the tab for a random table at a restaurant. I remember one time years ago, someone did this. They mentioned to us, like, oh, you and your family and blah, blah. And we found out they actually paid for our dinner.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Didn't know the people at all. Very nice thing to do. How about Blythe Flowers? Did I say flowers?
No, you said Blythe Flowers.
Okay, buy flowers for the cashier at the grocery store. Just say, hey, here you go. Wow, thanks. How about visiting an orphanage with some goodies?
Yes.
Give your,
we've done that.
That's right. Give your waiter or your waitress a huge tip. Bless the socks off them. Visit a lemonade stand, you know, especially for the summer months.
But use a little discretion with the tip, too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, don't, you know, bless them.
Don't allow them.
Right, be in moderation.
Discretion as to how to spend the money that you just gave
them. Right, exactly. Visit a lemonade stand. If you see a bunch of kids in your neighborhood trying to sell lemonade, how exciting is it for you when you're, you know, like 7, 8, 9 years old and someone gives you 50 cents for a cup of lemonade? That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Introduce yourself to someone you always see around. If you see someone sitting there and you always kind of see them at the post office or whatever, say, hi, my name's so-and-so. Anonymously send a friend in need some cash. Just send it
wow
in the mail.
Stuff. These are great ideas.
I like this. Okay, tape some change to a payphone. I remember one time, going back to the food, Bradley was out on a ministry trip, actually, and he ate dinner, and he had some leftovers, and they walked underneath the bridge, and they saw a homeless guy.
Yeah.
And so Bradley looked at him and said, are you hungry? And he nodded his head yes, and he said, well, would you like my food? And he gave him his leftovers, and the homeless guy was eating them by the time you had walked away.
We were just in D.C., and when we were in Washington, D.C., we had gone out to eat, and we had half of the portions because we were away. We ordered way too much food. And I knew that there was a hand of divinity involved. The hand of God was involved in this because I carried it around, and we were literally looking for the answer. Who's the person, Lord, that you want us to bring this to? And we left this long strip mall, which went block after block in Washington, D.C., and we were walking to the hotel room, and lo and behold, up on the right, in the middle of the night, you seen a man sitting up under the bridge, and I thought, that's him.
Yep.
That's him. We walked up, we gave it to him, and it was a total blessing to this man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was like probably 8 states away from home, and he was stuck. By the way, friends, when you call these people bums or you see these vagabonds or you see these people on the street, they're not all out there that have the ability to do the right, because some of them are mentally incapable in
right
a lot of ways.
Or don't have
or
family.
They just don't know the difference, or they've never had the opportunity. So, again, we need to use a little discretion when we deal with people. But when we're going to help or we're going to bless people, what we need to do is understand through discernment a little bit between right and wrong, and what will they do if I give them the blessing? Because, again, you don't want to turn it into a curse.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, 4 more. Clean up for someone after supper. Mom's tired. She's in busy work, and she made the meal. If she's going to go do some things in the other room for a minute, surprise her and have the dishes all cleaned up and ready to go. Tell your brother or sister you love them. Now, how many brothers and sisters you just say, hey, I love you? It's not really, you know, brothers are more like, yeah, listen, you big, you know, they get mad at each other. But how often do you say, listen, I love you, bro?
Well, my That'd brother used to
cool
love me
thing
so much that he used to beat me up all the time. But the good part of that was is nobody else better do it because I was his little brother.
Isn't
right?
That interesting?
That was the love, yep.
All right, and a couple more things. Open the door for the person behind you at a restaurant or
we
a grocery
always do
store.
That.
Yep.
Yep.
And be courteous and thoughtful to others. You know, some of you might be going through a hard time, be having a bad day. You would be surprised just smiling at someone or just showing a kind gesture can make all the difference in the world.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to get over to this exchange between Holder in the House of Judicial and Gohmert is his name. And I want you to listen to the intensity, and I'll let it play out, but I want you to listen to the content of the conversation, friends, because it really is right on the mark. He even resurrects none other than Fast and Furious. And listen to what he says to him in the process.
You know, Holder, back April 27, 2011, at my request, chairman of this committee, Lamar Smith, sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for the documents in the Holy Land Foundation that had been used to prosecute them. And since then, we've had an ongoing back and forth. Most recently, I had a letter June 13th of 2013 asking for the documents, and I was fairly specific to make sure that I got the documents that the Department of Justice handed over to people convicted of supporting terrorism. They're terrorists. We've given them the documents, the Justice Department has, and my information is that they've now been put on this and sent to Illinois, so we know they're easily provided, just not to members of Congress. But
Did you hear that first? Yeah. He's asking for documentation that the Department of Injustice, through the criminal attorney Eric Holder, will not give to those that represent we the people. But he stated that you've given that information over to terrorists.
Convicted terrorists.
Convicted terrorists, but you will not give them to us who represent this country. That's how backwards things have become in America. But listen, it goes on. Now, folks, it starts out a little slow, but he's still very poignant, and it starts out with one punch, and then it starts to get into a battle. It gets good.
Months, after 7 months approximately from my letter in June, I'm told, well, there's a link. Here's a link that will have nearly 500 publicly available exhibits that were admitted into evidence, and then was also told to check the public access to court electronic records. Attorney General, I've read in the Fifth Circuit opinion about 9,600 summaries of transcripts of conversations that the Justice Department had that were made available to attorneys for the terrorists. I still do not understand why your department can provide documents to terrorist lawyers and many of them to 4 out of 8 of the terrorists and not provide them to members of Congress. All I'm asking again is, could we please get the documents that have been put on disk that of the 9,600 summaries of transcripts and the documents that were produced to the terrorists, and not some link, but documents that you made available, or your department made available to terrorists.
Now, why do you suppose the Attorney General of the United States would be protecting terrorists?
Seriously.
Why do you think he wouldn't be actually handing over documentation? By the way, friends, this would be called contempt. It's illegal in this country, but again, because the American people tolerate it, he's emboldened to continue his crime spree against we the people. But why do you think he would actually be withholding those papers that belong to Congress, which at length, friends, falls to us, we the people? I go on.
I renew my request.
Well, I think what we promised to do is to provide you and your staff with...
Sir, I've read you what your department promised, and it is inadequate, and I realize that contempt is not a big deal to our Attorney General, but it is important that we have proper oversight. So...
You don't want to go there, okay?
Eric Holder said, you don't want to go there, buddy.
Oh, my
In other
gosh.
Words, don't resurrect this. You should know better than this, because the American people will see this, and we don't want them to see this, said the criminal attorney, Eric Holder.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, things are out of hand. We're going to come back. I promise they're going to be inside of the ring, the second portion of this, and it gets good.
Good.
It's not scripted. It's the real stuff. You can see through the video, he's getting short. With Attorney Eric Holder.
Amen.
And rightfully so. The Department of Injustice. We'll be right back after this break. 1-8-
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump on the radio at any time, stay topic 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I like commentation, but I like to hear it from the people themselves.
Right.
And I don't want to just, you know, pick and choose what they say like a bunch of pigeons picking bees. Mm-hmm. I want to give you the full content so you can hear for yourself what's going on. But I'm actually playing the audio of the exchange between Attorney General Eric Holder and Mr. Gohmert in the House Judiciary Committee, and I'm going to continuously play this out, and I want you to know, folks, it's going to get a little hot here.
For the record, I don't think it's very professional for the Attorney General to say, listen, you don't want to go there, buddy.
No, he's like a demigod. You need to understand, he's above the law.
Right.
And that's where the American people have allowed these criminals to be.
He thinks he's above the law.
That's right. He's supposed to be the Attorney General of the Justice Department, but sad to say in America, friends, it's the Injustice Department, and we're seeing where Gohmert here is actually saying, why is it that you're giving convicted terrorists and their attorneys the documentation that we, the Congress, need to decide, the voice of the people, need to have in order to decide what's right and wrong here? You are not God, is what this man is saying. But I'm going to let it play out, and you just decide for yourself,
friends. I don't want to go there.
No.
About the contempt?
You should not assume that let me just
say this, friends. When Eric Holder said to Mr. Gohmert here, you don't want to go there,
buddy.
Yeah, go there.
Yeah.
Why would he be saying that to someone on the House Judiciary Committee?
Yeah. What do you mean
asking
go
him
there?
For no. He's got again the roles completely backwards.
Yes.
He's acting like he's above those that are doing the questioning. In other words, what he was doing is, you better watch what you're saying, because I'll tell you what, the people behind the scenes, they're watching what you're doing.
Right.
Rest assured. But there's always one or two within, friends, that don't really have a care as to what criminals think. They care more about what the law states. And so we're going to continue on here.
I think that it was inappropriate. I think it was unjust. But never think that that was not a big deal to me. Don't ever think that.
Well, I'm just looking for evidence, and normally we're known by our fruits, and there have been no indications that it was a big deal, because your department has still not been forthcoming in producing the documents that were the subject of the contempt.
Now,
let me move on. There have been other questions asked about
the documents that we were prepared to make available then, we're prepared to make available now, that would have obviated the whole need. This was all about the gun lobby and a desire to have...
So we've been trying to get to the bottom of Fast and Furious, where people died, where at least a couple hundred Mexicans died, and we can't get the information to get to the bottom of that. So I don't need lectures from you about contempt.
And I don't need lectures from you either.
It is very difficult to deal with asking questions. As a former judge, I'd never have asked questions of someone who's been held in contempt. We waited till the contempt was purged, and then we asked questions. Let me ask you, do you think someone who believes marriage is between a man and a woman violates the civil rights of a same-sex couple?
Somebody's personal belief?
Yes. No. How about if they have a business and they believe that?
If they have a business?
See friends, yeah. He knows exactly. Isn't it interesting when McGovern brought this, because he started going right for the throat. I'm going to show everybody in America how much of a liar and how much of a criminal you are, Mr. Holder. Let me ask you a few other questions while I've got you on the hot
seat. That's right, and it's interesting, too, because he sounds like a Christian because he's using vernacular, like, usually know people by their fruits, of course, that's biblical.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Exactly.
And it did come out. Yeah.
This is nice.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying
well,
this.
Well, let's go. Now he's squirming a little because he doesn't know how to answer it, because he knows that Mr. Gohmert just asked him a question as to what's being debated right now across the country. But I'm going to let it finish off. We're almost done with this piece.
If it's a private business and the owners of the private business believe marriage is between a man and a woman, are they violating a same-sex couple's civil rights, in your opinion?
Well, that's obviously a matter that is under consideration by the courts.
Okay. It's a matter.
He asked you your opinion. He didn't ask you the courts.
In the courts right now.
Yeah.
But why is he asking Mr. Attorney General Eric Holder the question? Because Eric Holder, the Attorney General, is actually coming in and enforcing these unjust laws that the courts are contriving out of thin air. By the way, friends, again, this is European law.
Yeah.
You do not want to put yourself in a position to subject yourself, in any sense of the word, under a bunch of people that follow the rule of the UN, friends, which is European law. It is sick, it is backwards, it is incredible, and this government means to rule in such a fashion as those in Europe, friends, and it's a scary place to be. This man, Eric Holder, friends, is nothing less than a full-fledged criminal from A to Z. And he is still there because the American people tolerate his crimes. He jumps at every bidding that Barack Hussein Obama, who is just a puppet under those that rule the roost. Remember when Bill Clinton back in the 90s, I'll never forget this, he said there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Scary place.
So you're limited in your crimes.
Right.
But the government within the government seems to be okay with the crimes. As a matter of fact, it seems like that they're actually helping you promulgate the crimes that you're committing.
And perpetrate
so
them.
So who is that government within the government? Those that rule the roost from outside. I've heard Supreme Court Justice say that there are those that are ruling in the shadows, from the shadows.
Of course.
See, friends, this is how they rule the roost. And I don't mean to bring it to a numbers issue, because I don't like going there all the time. But friends, the numbers are so small. Matter of fact, I'm going to get to numbers in just a minute concerning what's taking place over in Iowa right now. But it's interesting. The numbers are so small that you'd be ashamed. Let me take it to the spiritual lesson. On the day of judgment, we are going to look, Christians are going to look at him, the deceiver, the old deluder, Satan himself. And we're going to say it was him that deceived the nations.
Yep.
This is all being advocated, promulgated, perpetuated under the guise of nothing less than lies, friends. Nothing less than a lie and deception. And these people rule through deception. And the people that rule through those that rule that we see that have a face on, they rule through deception, because they rule and be ruled. They are allowed to be ruled by their father, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you can see that that government within the government does nothing but steal, kill, and destroy. They've already advocated the murder of innocent babies in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel safe, America? Yes. You've got to be kidding me. You've got a government now trying to throw in transgender bathrooms that's advocating homosexuality. Everything that God calls an abomination, this government advocates, and you think you're safe? You have got to be kidding me. You've got a government that entertains your sworn enemies in the White House, and you think you're safe, America? You have got to be kidding me. Hey, government, to those politicians and those statespersons that listen to me on a daily basis, you better get back to the Word of God. And let me just remind you, it would be a wise place for you to put yourself to kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Because we learn from history, those that have not learned from history, and their history does not teach us what we want. What they teach us is what we don't want. So why don't we get back to the book that everybody returns to sooner or later, and sad to say, after the destruction takes place, sad to say, after millions of people die, sad to say, after countries are destroyed, before they return to the God that they shouldn't have departed from in the first place. And what do we have? And when you look at Scripture, namely again in Judgment, namely Deuteronomy 28, what I'm about to read to you next is exactly, again, where we are at today. Brand new news just today. Iowa governor proclaims Muslim Recognition Day at the state capitol.
Now, God.
I want to say this.
In Iowa.
Yep, I just want to tell you again, I'm way ahead of the game on this one, and I knew I was. I know I'm right. My feet are on that rock, and I'm not moving from it in Jesus' name. Isn't it interesting, in Iowa, who has been attempting to rule the roost over the last 7 years in that state? The gays. The homosexuals.
In Iowa.
What is on the heels of the homosexuals again? You have it. Governor proclaims Muslim Recognition Day at the state capitol. In the state of Minnesota here, friends, we have none other than Congressman
Keith Ellison.
Mm-hmm. He's a chairperson for the LGBT.
Yeah.
Wait. We have video. We played the audio on this radio show that the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. But yet he's the fox in the chicken coop.
Yeah.
What's happening over in Iowa? Just saying, friends, all you sympathizers with those that choose to be gay, they weren't born that way, friends, that choose to be gay, I just want to let you know, look on their heels, because there is none other than Sharia law attempting to implement itself right on the heels of the homosexuals. Let's go over to Iowa real quick. Governor Terry Branstad signed the annual Muslim Recognition Day in the proclamation at the Iowa State House at 11:30 a.m. Now, a good question to ask yourselves, friends, is there a Hindu Recognition Day? Is there a Baha Recognition Day? A Jewish Recognition Day?
Mm-hmm.
A Buddhist Recognition Day? What's this all about? It's pretty one-sided, isn't it? Yep, let's go back to the word totalitarianism. You know, just turning the other cheek.
Well, is it a Christian Recognition Day? I mean, even at Christmas, they throw a big hissy fit if you happen to have a manger over there.
But we're not going to highlight the small minority.
But where
again.
Is the Christmas? The Christian.
Well, you have the ACLU
Day.
Hook, line, and sinker. The ACLU, the founder of the ACLU, said that the end of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, by the way, is communism. The communists work hand in glove with totalitarianism. You got to understand that, friends. There's a distinct link, and you're not going to get these people apart. They like the foxes, and their tails are tied together. Satan likes to do that, only to destroy a people. Okay? You know what I want to interject here, too? I know how people sit there and trying to defend, what about us Christians? What about the Christians? Hey, folks, I want you to remember that in the days of Noah, that you need to understand that when the mockers were scoffing and the scoffers were mocking, that it was funny that Noah was building that boat on God's command. But it wasn't very funny when it started to rain.
That's right.
And you need to understand something, Christians. Judgment floats your boat, but it destroys corruption. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's raining in America today. So, Christians, don't bow your head. Don't tuck tail. Don't capitulate. Stand up.
Code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you. I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
That was the rest of the video, pretty much.
Oh, I thought there was more.
Oh, we're live.
Special music.
No.
I was just telling Bradley I want to see the end of that video, but he was just saying that's pretty much the end of it.
It would be the audio for them, but yeah, you're
exactly.
Right.
You're right.
Okay,
audio,
let's go back
you.
Over to the Iowa governor proclaims Muslim Recognition Day at the state capitol. Iowa governor proclaims Muslim Recognition Day at the state capitol. And what we have here, friends, is Islamic supremacists working their way into the hallowed halls of power and a part of what results in lunacy like this. And Allah, school lunches in Muslim school holidays and prayer times in the workplace and so on, imposing Islam on the public square.
It's ridiculous.
It's very upsetting. It really is. It's sickening.
Yeah, I remember my sister teaches in, you know, a college setting, and, you know, she was saying, well, you know, they have to have their time to do their prayer and blah, blah, blah. Listen, school is school when you're doing your school. So the Muslims have their opportunity to go do their prayer times that they have to do or whatever with their quote-unquote religion requires. Yeah. But if I was a Christian student and I said, listen, I need to take, you know, 15 minutes here and go and pray real quick and be back, you'd be like, you can leave all you want, but you're missing this class and you're going to have to make up for your work and blah, 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 blah. Then why do we have these special times for Muslims and these, of course, these whatever.
Because it shows
and
you.
And the Christian nation, the Christians don't have
anything
of the sort.
Come on, let's think. Because this is the face of the government that means to rule.
Of course, and this is what they want to rule and push down our throat.
Find out what kind of people that are behind those that rule the roost in government.
Yeah, I mean,
just find out what you can't talk about and what you can talk about, and you'll find out what that government is all about.
I mean, when you look at even the video that...
And they're doing it illegally in the United States of America. And friends, namely the 78th percentile that I'm speaking to, the conservatives and the patriots, hey, friends, define your meaning. Because everything conservative is salt to what? A world that needs to be... we need to stop the putrefaction. We preserve. Patriots, we uphold dying laws that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. Right? Christians, hello. We serve the line of the tribe of Judah. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Yet we see in America that professed Christians stand back and let me tell you something, they're nothing more than professed. That stand back and allow, are you ready for this? Speaking of the governor proclaiming Muslim Recognition Day at the state capitol, Muslims are a mere 0.00397% of the population in Iowa.
Oh my gosh. Seriously.
Wait. You can run, but you cannot hide. Your enemies, friends, are trying to figure out why are you allowing us to do this?
It's like a bear looking at an ant and the bear saying, oh, I'm so afraid of that ant over there.
I
like,
would
what
use
are you
an
talking?
Elephant, but
well,
yes.
You know, what, the point is something very large looking at a small little ant saying...
No, let me take it even better. Let me take it to our national mascot. Okay, take the eagle. Do you see the eagle running from the mouse or do you see him attack it?
Attack the
Hello.
Mouse. It's ridiculous.
Hello. Let me say that again. Muslims are a mere 0.00397 0.974% of the population in Iowa.
And we're making a special day because...
Well, you're seeing the same thing for the homosexuals. This is all about what's going on in this administration that is illegally implementing unlawful laws and unjust laws on the people because they mean to rule over the masses of the people because they are step-by-step enslaving the people that allow them to do this.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Seriously, when you think of Iowa, what do you think? You think the heartland of America. You think of farmers. You think of John Deere. What about a National Farm Day? The point is, it's so ridiculous, even going back to the audio or the video, whatever you want to call, of Attorney General Eric Holder. If we have a government that's on purpose giving over things to convicted terrorists, but will on purpose not give them to members of Congress who are trying to find out the truth about crime that took place over in Benghazi or whatever the situation might be. It does not take a genius, America, to say something is wrong. This is like a blatant light in the eyes. It's a blatant boom, 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 boom. It's not like it's a silent, you know, what's really going on? We got to pick and choose, trying to find the real story. It's right there.
Friends, what's even more terrible than that? Is when the people say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Here, let me say that again, friends. You have a Muslim Recognition Day at the state capitol on the heels of the homosexuals in Iowa. Listen, the population of the Muslims in Iowa, 0.003974% of the population in Iowa. Huh. There are an estimated 6,528 Muslims in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's just so bad. But, you know, the good hope, the news and the hope, I guess, here is the situation is, remember when there was...
Sometimes silence is best.
Silence is deafening sometimes.
It is. It's just ridiculous. It's,
silence sometimes says more than words can. But, you know, the hope, I guess, is the Iowans, for example, when the homosexual marriage issue was happening there, the judges that voted in favor of that, the people of Iowa, we the people again, they rose up and they kicked those judges out of there. Why? Because they knew what was right and they knew what was wrong and they took matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
If someone claims to represent we the people, but yet they do not represent our morals, our values, what we stand for, and they don't take into consideration what we desire, then guess what? They're not representing we the people. We need to get them out.
This governor just sold his soul is what he did, because there's money going under the table. You know it and I know it. And that is corrupt. Scripture tells us to the judges of the earth, we're not to rest judgment or pervert judgment, because judgment belongs to God.
And a gift blindeth the eyes.
And how I ended the last segment, too, talking about how Noah, when he was being scoffed at by the scoffers, you know, friends, it's funny when Noah was keeping the commandments of God concerning judgment in that land, and I'm going to make a point out of this, but isn't it interesting, I bet, when he was building that ark through the commandments of God, I guarantee you that when he got in that boat, when it started to rain, it wasn't very funny concerning those that were mocking Noah longer, were they? And Christians, you need to understand, these things happening when you're on God's side, you get inside of the ark, when it rains, the judgment floats your boat.
That's exactly right.
You need to understand that. But you need to stand up and do your due diligence and your due duty, because eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And if you want liberty, then you need to stand up to what's going on in your country. And don't quit. You know what? I'm sickened right now. Even again, I'm just thinking about, you know what you're told through the state-run media, friends? You know what you're told? Oh, the Muslims are getting a recognition day in the state of Iowa today. They're not giving you the result. They're not giving you the answer. They're not giving you the stats. They're not showing you how small your enemy is. They're going hand in glove, friends, with the Alinsky tactics that there's more of you than there really is. They're the ones blowing it in the wind. You know what their message is? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. And if we do say something, we better be careful as to how we say it. But let me ask you, is your enemies careful as to how they say it concerning abortion and homosexuality? No! They just don't blow in the wind what they're really about.
I wonder
and how criminal these that advocate these crimes really are. They don't want you to know. But friends, I'm here to tell you that this is criminal.
Yeah.
I am telling you that this is criminal. When we read the state preambles in our 50 states of our union, they all start out acknowledging the God of the Mosaic Institution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a Christian nation, like it or not. You know what's interesting? We have the atheists, we have the homosexuals that are complaining about Christians. That's fine. Then, you know what? We can get you a one-way ticket out of here. Okay? But the bottom line is these are the ones that are opening the doors for foreign law in an attempt to implement Sharia law on their heels. You need to understand that. They don't realize because they're too stupid to listen. They attack anybody that tells them the truth. And they're too stupid to actually acknowledge that they're the ones guilty. But I want to tell you who's more guilty than the atheists and the homosexuals and the abortionists. Those that have allowed them to do it. See, when judgment, and we are being rained upon, friends, through judgment, rest assured we are, it's going to hit us all. It's not going to just be them, the bad guys. When judgment comes, you're going to look at God and say, well, Lord, I'm coming in. I wasn't a part of what they were doing. The Lord's going to look at you and say, oh, yes, you were, because you're the one that allowed them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. It's like a house on fire, and you stand back and see people inside of the house that's on fire, and you stand back and say, well, I'm not the one that started the fire.
And
it doesn't matter if you started the fire or not. It means you break in and save those lives and sacrifice of your own to save them for a higher purpose and a higher cause. And maybe it is their life. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Friends, let me give you the analogy. Alexander the Great, one of the greatest military generals who ever lived, conquered almost the entire world with his vast army. And one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty, a serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death, and the commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit it up. The soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. He said, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" Alexander the Great asked the soldier. "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What is your name?" "My name's Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name?" And the third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander Great, the Great, said, as he looked on the young soldier, he looked him straight in the eye and he said, "Soldier," he said with intensity, "either change your name, Christians, or change your conduct. Either change your name, Christians, or change your conduct. Patriots and conservatives, we're all one and the same. This is our country, and it belongs to a just and a holy people, not an unjust and an unholy people." And I'll tell you what. You want to be demoralized? You go ahead, but rest assured, day by day, you are losing your freedoms because you are capitulating when you should be standing up. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, my friends, by blowing the trumpet on a daily basis. 1 John 3:18, we'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.